think that the build of IPSA over the past 3 years has been really dynamic. Probably this conference in particular, being in California, where we generally have it based in the central U.S., the turnout is always kind of a concern. But I think the growth and the change and the method of which IPSA is delivering its message has really started to resonate with membership. I think membership has really grown, but the participation to come all the way to California for that meeting, I think, is really, really a reflection of what's been going on at IPSA and the good message that it's been providing.
This past week at the IPSA conference in Indian Wells, California, I sat down to chat with Bob Foley of RFS Global. I asked Bob why he thought IPSA was important for independent companies like his.
Well, I think IPSA represents business interests more than other conference setups do. The American seed trade has a long history of working on issues in Washington and trying to deliver good messaging and good positioning with our officials in different tasks and items for the seed industry. I think IPSA drills down more on a granular level on a per company basis with their internal issues, business management practices, how to work with genetic suppliers at a different level. Maybe, IPSA's original concept was put together as more of a negotiating position for a group of small seed companies to get access to genetics and traits. It's really what the core of it was about. So it was about small companies coming together to harness their energy so that they could get themselves a positioning statement. Now, I think it's grown to the point where each of the independent companies still work together and try to harness where necessary, but they also support each other's independence to carve their own path and do their own thing, but they have the support of each other. I think it's really kind of a cool dynamic.
I asked Bob whether or not he thought IPSA has helped with his own collaborations since starting RFS Global.
It's been a great launch pad for RFS Global. I think that there was a need here when I started the company that kind of timed out very well with the seed treatment enhancement studies, and we were asked to kind of take that on, but it's also opened up an entire new Rolodex of opportunities for us. So to throw back the old term, the contacts and the networking that have come out of our participation at a more intricate level with the IPSA membership has really provided some great opportunities for RFS Global as well.
I asked Bob if he could give us a rundown on the IPSA trials.
Yeah, so the IPSA seed trials has been basically sponsored by the chemical companies, and they get to kind of, showcase their wares to our seed memberships. And so we take basically standard naked seed, and we put together a whole new system of trialing for 44 or 45 locations across the United States in corn and soybeans, north and south. And it's gotten to be quite intense. We have over 20 chemical companies sponsoring over 100 different recipes coming into the system. And I think it's really important as we come along out of my past. I've been a corn breeder my entire life. And, the genetics guys will kind of take credit for all of the yield gain that's gone on in the crop, particularly corn and soybeans. But I think the groups that don't get much notice and probably are misrepresented in some of the way we represent data is, the engineering guys. So chemical engineering, packaging, the gene jockey type guys, genetic engineering, all of that has had very significant impact in our yield levels going up. I think the other third is the chemistry. The seed chemistry for treatments, enhancements, protecting from funguses and the different types of rots and things that happen underneath the soil. The genetics wouldn't perform without some of those industries working together and coming into this harness. So breeders get a lot of the pats on the back, but I think they're the big yield and where we're going to go from 200 to 400 bushel and how we get there, it's going to take all of those hands kind of in the kitchen at the same time. And I think now we're starting to see these chemicals come and really do positive enhancements that aren't just perceived but are actually real. And I think the independent seed companies who don't have the wherewithal to have their own chemistry department are very keen, particularly this year, we've noticed an awful lot of interest after the database came out, very keen on switching up and changing and adapting to their needs. So there'll be diversity among the seed companies now. They license in lots of products and sometimes sell similar type products, but now they'll diversify those products off by the way they put their seed treatments on, what seed recipes they put on their treatments, how they do their inoculums, and so it's really giving people avenues to try to diversify those typical products, and I think it's really a great thing for the industry.
I asked Bob if he could sum up seed trials in one thing, what he believes would be the most important thing about them.
Accuracy. I think you need to really understand what the data is telling you and not make assumptions of what you think it's saying. You know, we do a microcosm of trials. It's a very small sampling of what's going on. And why we'd like to say that this data shows and this data proves, what we're saying is this data is indicating. And I think there's a big difference in everybody understanding before they go out and make some promises that everything needs more work. And I would encourage all of the seed companies to do more testing, whether it's on genetics or in seed treatments or whatever, not just take it for point on point sales the way it's being presented to them. I think when you buy what's being brought to the doorstep sight unseen, you end up making yourself like the other seed companies. And when you invest in your own research and you invest in understanding how product A, B, C may work for you differently than A, B, C may work for your competitor, and then you offer opportunities and seed treatments and the way you use those products, you can diversify yourself quite quickly and become a different seed company but still maintain your independence. So I think testing and probably testing are very important things to do at any level.